FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Radio. Hello everybody and welcome to a special edition of This Club Is My Club, and this week we're talking about the Phoenix Trophy, a brand new pan-European competition which will see FC United next season compete in towns like Amsterdam, Warsaw and Milan. And for more on this great news, let's hear now from FC United board member, so welcome back to the show, to Adrian Seddon.
So we were approached, roughly 6 months ago, by Brea, the Italian side from Milan. An email out of the blue, really, saying we're looking to organise a European football competition. Are you interested? And you know, the first thing you think is it's probably a joke or something. But then we got in touch, had a phone call. They were deadly serious, and then we sort of talked about who else could be invited along. And it's gone from there, really. For the last 6 months, we've been having regular meetings trying to sort of get this planned, getting to know the various clubs. And finally, yesterday, we were able to announce it on the members' forum to our members, because obviously as a members-run club, we asked to be able to announce it the day before the official announcement. I know Falco, the German team, did the same with their supporters. And then today, it's been mad, really, with the draw. It felt like an amazing sort of experience, seeing the balls and getting the paper out of the balls and going into the different groups. It was just really exciting, and I was sat there watching it with Renault, and he was really excited, and I was trying to calm him down because he was jumping up and down at the thought of who we were going to play. And what an amazing day.
Yeah, absolutely. So next season, FC United will be travelling to Milan, to Warsaw, to Amsterdam, and to Ashton and Whitby, of course, and everywhere else in the Northern Premier League. Quite surreal stuff. I mean, what do you think this is going to mean for supporters?
Yeah, well, listen, since we were started in 2005, we've always tried to bring European football into play for our supporters. It's something I think our supporters expect. There's been a couple of seasons where we've not had European opposition, and people have moaned about it quite a lot to us and said, you know, it's part and parcel of their lives, is going away in Europe. It was what was part and parcel of our lives as United fans before FC, and we've carried it on. We've been really lucky. We've gone to some amazing places, you know, seeing FC play Sao Paulo for their centenary, seeing us play in the Olympic Stadium in Stockholm against Yo Gardens. Those who went to Detroit, who went to South Korea, you know, we've been to some really amazing places. It is part of our DNA, and you know, this is there's no, you know, people have said, why are you doing this? Well, there's no option for teams at our level to play in any sort of European competition through league placings or anything like that. And this sort of group of teams have got together and said, you know what? Why should the big boys have all the fun? Let's do it ourselves. Let's go and play. And hopefully, this is the first year of something that's going to become something big. I mean, I'd love for this to expand and to have many, many more teams playing in future years. But you've got to start somewhere. And we've started with 8 clubs. And, you know, look at the clubs we're going to. We're going to Holland to play a club that back in the 60s were champions of Holland. So they have been national champions. And they were, the last time they played English opposition, it was in, I think it was the First Cup against Chelsea. And they knocked them out of Europe. So, you know, we'll be trying very hard not to follow Chelsea's lead and losing, being knocked out of Europe by the Dutch side. Anyone should really Google the stadium that the Milan team play at, because the stadium is an absolutely amazing stadium. It's the stadium where Italy played their first ever international match in 1910 against France. It's the stadium that Inter Milan used to play at before they went to the San Siro. It used to hold tens and tens of thousands. It's down to 10,000 now, but it looks like a Roman Colosseum. It's just the most amazing stadium, and we're going to be playing there shortly. And then a team from Warsaw. It's a new team. It's a team that's a cooperative just like us. And they, throughout this process, throughout the last 6 months of planning, they've been so welcoming as a football club. I just can't wait to go there.
These are going to be great away days. We should say these teams are also going to be coming to North Manchester and Broadhurst Park as well.
Yeah, I mean, we just can't wait to host them as well. And there's a big emphasis on the clubs hosting the team. So obviously we're responsible for our own travel arrangements. But it's going to be the host clubs that's responsible for the hotel, for the hospitality of the travelling club to everywhere we go. So we'll be bringing them to Broadhurst Park, and we'll be really looking after them. And we're looking forward to that so much. It's something, you know, not everyone can afford to go away in Europe. I mean, we're playing teams on low-cost airline routes, so it won't cost too much money to go. But for the home supporters who can't travel, well, you know, there's going to be all three of them coming to Broadhurst Park. It's going to be some fantastic nights under the lights, European lights under the lights, like we used to have at Old Trafford, but at Broadhurst Park. And obviously the away games are going to be live streamed for free on YouTube, so everyone can watch our away games, whether you can afford to make the trip or not.
Amazing. The other thing we have to ask, though, is obviously scheduling and that kind of thing, because we're all in different competitions domestically and that. I mean, how's it all going to fit in and work with, you know, for example, you know, we've got the FA Cup and the FA Trophy as well as the league. So how are we going to balance it all?
Yeah, so we've one of the first things we did was approach the Northern Premier League, and I've got to say a big thank you to Mark Harris and the rest of the Northern Premier League for their support in this. You know, we could not be doing this without their support. They understand what we're trying to do, and they're very supportive of us. But one of the criteria that they set was that, you know, they would support us as long as we didn't try and change fixtures, which is, you know, perfectly normal. We completely agree with that. So what we need to do is await the fixtures being out and for us and for our opponents, and then we'll look to schedule this around our fixtures. So we've made it clear to the other sides that we have a more extensive fixture list than most of the teams in the competition, and they've all been very pleased to base things around our needs. And we've said that we're unlikely to be able to come in until at least mid-October, because really the Northern Premier League plays Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, Tuesday throughout August, throughout September, and into early October. So we'll probably be the last team to enter the competition. What we're trying to do is we're trying to make an interest around Europe in this. So we won't be playing more than one game in any week. So only one side, one match from the competition will take place in any given week. It'll be on YouTube for everyone to watch. So there'll be a lot of excitement, because there won't be a rash of games on alternative days. So we'll be the last ones to enter. The competition's going to start end of September. We'll probably enter sort of mid-October. And we'll base it around our fixtures. We're not going to interrupt our domestic schedule. For us, obviously, promotion remains the biggest goal for next season. The FA Cup is also a huge goal. We've been helped a little by the fact that the league are not running a league cup next year. So we don't have those midweek fixtures. There may or may not be a county cup. At the moment, that's still up in the air. So there's less fixtures than normally are. And these fixtures will take place on a Wednesday or Thursday. So, we're looking for gaps in the schedule so we don't have to play three games in a week. But we'll also, you know, be blooding some academy players as well. It's a fantastic opportunity for our academy players, the better ones who you know, have earned it, to come away with the first team and you know, get to experience things like this. So, you know, we'll be using the wider squad as well as it won't just be the first team.
We should mention as well the final eight phase in May. So that's not going to have too much of a fixture clash, and that's going to be, it's going to be delightful. Let's be honest. It's going to be great weather in Italy.
Yeah, well, we've got to hope the weather's going to be nice in Italy. Now, in our luck, I mean, remember when we went to Dresden and there was the biggest floods in living memory in Germany. So, you know, fingers crossed, the weather will be great. Rimini's fantastic. I've been there a couple of times. It's a real coastal resort in Italy, with fantastic beaches, really great hotels, bars, restaurants. You've got San Marino just around the corner, which is, you can go up into the mountains, into the historic San Marino main town, and it's beautiful. So there's a bit for everyone, and yeah, we're all going to get together, all eight teams. We were very keen that this competition had an end phase where everyone got together. There's going to be sort of bands, music, entertainment, eight sets of fans in the same town for the same weekend, and you know, we'll see where we are. I mean, you know, if things go badly, we could be playing for the seventh place playoff, but let's hope we'll be playing for the final. But whatever happens, I think that will be the one where we could get a real big number of FC fans heading over for that one. Some four football games spread over 2 days, some time on the beach, some music, some beers, a bit of food. It's going to be fantastic.
FC United board member Adrian Seddon there speaking to me on Saturday evening. So FC United taking part in the inaugural Phoenix Trophy competition next season. And for more on this, on Saturday afternoon, I caught up with the manager of FC United. It's a welcome back to Mr. Neil Reynolds. Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us, and what a surreal afternoon that was. I mean, what's your reaction to the draw and the news that we're going to be playing in Europe next year?
I'll be honest with you, Ben. When Adrian Seddon, the chair of the board, phoned me around about 5 months ago to say that potentially we could be embarking onto a European adventure next season, I didn't believe him. He invited me to various Zoom meetings on Monday nights that were hosted in Italy, which were incredible. You know, Adrian, some of the legwork that he's done behind the scenes has just been... I'm lost for words, to be honest. And then over the last few weeks, it's really become reality, where the logo was designed, the name was designed, called the Phoenix Trophy. And then we were ready to go live. And, you know, we spoke to the lads a few weeks ago to let them know what was on the horizon. And then today is just a little bit surreal. You know, Adrian said, are you going to meet at the ground? We're doing the draw live. And I didn't know what to expect. And I've turned up to conference live from Italy. Not that I'm angry at anything, Ben, but Adrian and myself should be in Rome now. But we're not due to COVID, so we've just got to excuse that. But at least we've got the sunshine in England. And then we sat there in the press conference for an hour. And then the draw was made live on YouTube. And, you know, just to see FC United and Manchester drawn out live. And a bundle from Milan, Amsterdam, Warsaw. And to find out that all eight teams will come together in Rimini at the end of the season to play off in a full tournament is a dream come true. And, you know, I'm driving home now thinking, has that really happened? But it has. And FC United are going into Europe.
So, you know, we've obviously spoke at great length during your tenure as manager. I mean, where does this whole idea rank in you know, your career as both player and as a manager, do you feel?
I've no idea. You know, I've had the first round of the FA Cup against where Doncaster would take some beating. But the more you say that FC United are going into Europe and playing in stages, you know, like the stadium in Milan is where Italy first hosted a World Cup game in 1910. You know, that's just got to be right up there. And I don't know. You know, it's hard to envisage what's going to happen. You know, we're going into Jersey this pre-season. I'm looking forward to that. But my experience with FC United is just getting better and better and better. You know, every minute I stay there. And I've said to you before that I want to be here for years to come. You know, I feel that the club is made for me. I don't want to go anywhere. And then when, you know, you get the opportunity to involve yourself with such competitions as a European competition and the FA competition now, it's just a dream come true. And, you know, I've run out of superlatives, what to, you know, how to pay for everyone who's kind of, you know, put time and effort into getting this off the ground. But as a manager, to lead this famous club into Europe is going to be right up there. It's going to be a special occasion.
No, it really is. And Neil, just as a side note, just for a management point of view, obviously the priority this year is competing up at the top end of the Northern Premier League, but you've got to juggle this competition as well. Are you looking forward to that side of it? And, you know, having to, let's say, you know, you've got to play at home to Whitby on the Saturday and then we're travelling to Warsaw on the Tuesday. Are you looking forward to that challenge?
Yeah, I mean, listen, when you add them all up, the league games, the FA Cup games, the FA Trophy games, the League Cup competition, now European competition, you know, we've got to juggle it. And you've got to think that work and family come first and foremost for everybody. And there'll be times that people aren't available for whatever reason. And this is why we need a big competitive squad. And, you know, over the close season, we've strengthened that squad. We've lost one in Luke Griffiths, but we've added three in Keita Mulvey, Danny Brady and Ali Wanaka. So, you know, the squad's going to be 21-22. As a manager, you're always going to have a headache. People want to play in the big games. For me, it's just looking at the squad as a whole. And, you know, like you said, our target is to finish as high as we can do in the Northern Premier League. You know, obviously, South Shields are going to be favourites with the full-time status and obviously Buxton, Ashton with the spending power, etc. But, you know, we've got a good squad. we're not going to prioritise our competition. We're going to prioritise every game, because as fans that come to every game, they want to see your team give maximum effort and try and win the game of football. So whether or not it's in Milan, or it's away at Whitby on a Tuesday night, or Doncaster Rovers in the FA Cup, you know, my teams will always try and give everything they can do. But it's going to be, you know, after a really tough 18 months, fingers crossed that everything goes ahead on the 21st of June, this is going to be one memorable season for everyone involved in the football club.
Yes, absolutely. Just a quick word for those new signings to get everyone excited for the Ledgers game and the Bury match and the pre-season games after that as well. Firstly, you mentioned Keaton Mulvey there, a forward from Rochdale. Tell us a bit more.
So obviously I was aware that Rochdale was releasing the majority of the youth team players this season. I spoke to Tony Ellis. Keaton Mulvey, I watched last season 3 or 4 times and I just caught my eye every time. You know, I was guaranteed in my eyes he was going to be a professional footballer. He was on a one-year pro. He got everything as a centre-forward. He could also play in the 10, 11 or 7, but what a talent. I then received a phone call from Gareth Seddon. His agent said that he's going to be available. Would you be interested? Met him. And like he said to me, he said there's no better stage than when you come out of a professional football club to come into another professional football club like FC United, with the pitch and the surroundings and the fans. So it was a no-brainer. So we got the deal done. He got interviewed and away he went. So we had our attacking options. We brought Danny Brady in, a right-back. There are two Danny Bradys in non-league football. People think it's the one who played in Clitheroe centre-half, and it's not. He's a right-back. He was with Mike Donoghue at Everton. And then he's just been playing for the last 2 years lower down the football, but looking to get back to where he should be. So, you know, we wanted competition on the number two shirt. We've definitely got that in Danny. Attacking full-back, great on the ball, great delivery. And I'm sure he'll provide competition for Aaron Morris in that position. And then, you know, people argue the marquee signing of the season. You know, I've been after Ali Wadika, who's Bamford Bridge's talisman for many years now. You know, at 28, 29, I think he's coming into his best years. He finished his 2-3-year contract at Bamford Bridge. And when I knew that potentially he was going to be a free agent, Ali wanted to come, and I definitely wanted to work with him again. Best friends with likes of Potsy and Doddy. You know, and it looks like I've kind of raided Bamford Bridge, but I haven't. You know, I've taken Linney, Potts, Dodd and Wadika are all fundamental in my time at Bamford Bridge, and you know, they were my players, so they want to come and play for me and they want to play for FC United. So Ali will wear number 9 if selected. He'll play down the middle, and I'm sure that the fans will love him. They'll love his work rate, they'll love his energy, they'll love his goals, because he will bring goals without putting pressure under him. He's got an Evo 6 team of the year, and you know, he's been voted in the top 500 MPL players over the last 10-15 years. I think he's got in at number 11. So we've got an exceptional player in Wadika. And I know you know him well, Ben. I know Swampy knows him, you know, from the MPL dinners. It's going to be exciting. And it just adds to another attacking option. And, you know, when you lose the likes of Tunde Olabi, the next centre-forward just doesn't come for you. You know, we have Fowles, we've got Cockerline now, still got Dan. But I wanted some pace and power up at the top end of the pitch and some creativity. And Wadika and Mulvey, with the likes of Cockerline, will definitely give us that this season.
FC United first team manager Neil Reynolds there speaking to me on Saturday. And that's it for this special edition of This Club Is My Club this week. Remember, for all the latest goings on from the world of FC United, please visit the website fc-utd.co.uk. And thanks for joining us this week, and you'll be hearing from us again very soon. Bye bye.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.